the which of the three aliyos is mishubach, is praiseworthy to have the four psukim when you have a minimal of 10 divided by 3 is 2, 3, 3, and 4. So the Gemara is explaining that it, either one is mishubach. Yesterday we showed from another Mishnah why number one is mishubach. Now, number two, emtsoi. This is the first wide line, very wide line, in the middle. Emtsoi shakara arba'a mishubach. The fourth ola, the second ola that gets the four psukim, that's praiseworthy to Tanya, el mul panei ha-menorah ya'iru. In Baaloscha, opposite the middle, near do the lights face milametrim etzade peneim klape ner ma'aravi. They would adjust the wick toward the western candle v'ner ma'aravi klape shechina, and the ner ma'aravi would be facing the shechina, the kodesh hakadoshim. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan mikan she'emtsoi meshubach. We see here. From here, that the middle one is mishubach. This is, of course, according to the opinion that the menorah was placed mizrach tamarav. So then, the middle one is the one that was. Darum lamarav, and the middle one was jutting out toward the kodesh hakadoshim. Where do you find it? The last one would be the considered mishubach, malim bekodesh v'lo morid, because of the old rule that you always go up and you ascend toward kedusha. So if that's the case, as you progress into Kriyas HaTorah further and further, you're developing a more higher level of kedusha, and therefore it makes sense the last one would have it. Rav Papa ikol beknish to the Abbe Gubar. Rav Papa happened to be in the shul of Abbe Gubar. The Kara Rishon Arba'a. And the first Ola had four psukim. Vishabche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa praised them. Okay. Ein poksin mehen v'lein mesifin. Not allowed to have any hosafot or lessening of the Elios on Mondays, Thursdays, and Minchan Shabbos. Tana posiach mevarech lefanev, v'achosim mevarech le'achareo. Originally, the Elios, the first Ola would make the bracha Rishona, and the last Ola would make the bracha Achrona. Idna, however, now that we all, every Ola makes a bracha before and a bracha after. Taima, this is the reason the Tekin Rabbana and the Rabbana were Mesakin to make a bracha before each Aliyah and after each Aliyah. Gzeira Mishum Hanechnasin or Mishum Hayotzin. Someone who walks into Kriyas HaTorah in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, he sees someone in Aliyah. And he just lanes without a bracha, he's going to think they didn't make a bracha. So, because he wasn't there by Rishon when he made the bracha. So because of the nechnasin late, so that they should realize that there's a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah, before they made one. Let me just finish. And if someone leaves during Kriyas HaTorah, as he leaves, he's going to say, hey, I don't know if they make a bracha at the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, they have to make a bracha at the after each Aliyah. Sounds kind of odd.
He came late.
Because then make a bracha every it's a strange gzera, which we're not going to get into now. But, and you don't make it, when do you ever since make a gzera because of the guy that comes late? And anyway,
thing in davening all the time.
Why don't we just tell everybody, this is the halacha. I mean, why don't we keep Shabbos every day of the week, so in case someone, doesn't, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be kind of an odd logic to the gzeira. So, good that you picked up on that. I mean, okay, fine. But Rosh Chodesh and B'chol HaShemot Kor Arba, and Rosh Chodesh and B'chol HaShemot, we lay in four. We have four leos. Boy mine ula me bar rav me rava. Parshas Rosh Chodesh keitzad koronosa. How do we read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Here's the problem. We all know. We know what we do. It's kind of, if you're a Balkori or if you've ever gotten Kohen or Levi, for those of you who are Kohanim and Leviim, you know that there's a pasuk of Rosh Chodesh that is lain twice. Now, I'm going to tell you why. We're going to see the Gemara about this, because there's a halacha that we're going to see that each Aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. However, you're not allowed to stop within two psukim of a mem or samach, of a hefsek in the Torah. You have to always either stop at the mem or samach in the Torah, or there has to be three psukim between where you stopped and the...
In either direction.
So you have this problem. How do you start? How do you stop? What do you do? What do you do when you have when it doesn't work out based on the olim? And Rosh Chodesh is one of those days. So the Gemara says, what are you doing, Rosh Chodesh? Ketzer Korah Nosat, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleihem Es Korbanei Lechmi, Davin Timnaya Psukei, Heichi Navid, you have eight Psukim. How are you going to do those three Aliyos in eight Psukim? Nikri Trey, Tlasa, Tlasa Psukim, if you're going to read two Aliyos, each three, Pashuluhu Trey, you're going to have two Psukim left till the end of the Samach, V'ein Mesharen V'parashat Pachas Mishloshi, you cannot leave less than three Psukim. Nikri arba to lane each aliyah twice, each aliyah four psukim, pashulu shiva, then the next ola is going to have seven, you're going to have seven psukim left. Ubi amashabas haven trey, ubershe chadashim haven chamisha. So what are you going to do then? The next seven, it's if you look at the second two aliyos, it's got a parsha that has two psukim in it, and a parsha that has five psukim in it. The parsha of Shabbos has two psukim in it. Right, there's two only two psukim, and the parsha of Rosh Chodesh only has five psukim. So, how are you going to divide those two psukim up? Heichi Navid, Nikri Trei Mehav Echad Mehayach, to lane two from Rosh Chodesh and one from Rosh Chodesh. A Maschil Meparsha Bachas Mishlosha. You can't. The next aliyah has to start either three in or at the Samach. So you're going to be starting one in. Can't do that. Nikri Trei Mehav Utlasa Mehayach. Read two of this and three of that. That's five. And how many are you going to be left with? Pashuluhu Trei. That's not going to be good. So Amar Lo Zulo Shemati. I don't know the exact psak for this halacha. However, Kiyotzi Bashamati. I heard something similar, and we'll see tomorrow what that is.